So the idea is to take the homeless and the unemployed and find a way to marry them. So my Back on Your Feet program would take one of your empty buildings, convert it into a temporary shelter and a job training center for those in need.
What about Chesapeake Bay? It's supposed to be a waterway. It's a cesspool.
Mrs. Mitchell, the EPA has already agreed to train the homeless and the unemployed people to help in the cleanup.
And don't get me started on mammals. I have long crusaded for the rights of the southeastern shrew.
And you are an eloquent spokesman for them.
That's right, because all my little friends are in danger.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Tell me that's not a real fur.
I would. But I'd be lying. I only wear real furs. Mama said imitations are limitations.
I used to be like you. I had a mink, a lynx, a sable.
Oh, I'm still working on the sable.
Then one day, I was on a fox hunt. The creature was cornered, our eyes locked. Suddenly, my own hounds turned on me, growling, "Leave our brother alone!" He bit me, but that's what made me the woman you see before you today.
What a wonderful story.
Maud Mitchell does not give money to friends of mass mink murderers. Good night.
Maud.
Keep up the good work, can't we?
People like her give the wealthy a bad name. Batty old coot.
That batty old coot owns the building I've been trying to get for my job training program.
Huh? Sorry, Byron.
Sweetheart, how could you come here wearing a fur?
It was cold outside.
So was the funding environment in this country.
I said I was sorry, Byron. What do you want me to do, go crawling back to her?
No, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow at the Chamber of Commerce. Whit, it's not just you and I going out to dinner. There's two sides to my life. Now, if you're going to be part of the political, you're going to have to step up.
Well, I'll just squelch this desire I have to jump on the table and do my little fan dance.
Well, at least that would be helpful.
Lena, Lena, Lena. Even if you got A's in all of your finals, it still wouldn't be enough to pull your average up to maintain that engineering scholarship.
Well, who can keep a B-plus average and hold down a job? I'm a freshman.
All right, okay. Let me ask you this, Lena. What is the most appealing thing about engineering to you?
The scholarship.
And?
The scholarship.
Ms. James, this is the toughest part of my job. But I think you're going to have to find a department that is a little more suited to your talents.
Whatever those are. Thank you, Colonel Taylor.
Ah, the procrastinatory Miss James. I'm looking forward to your biographical essay on the person who has most influenced your life. This one, I trust, will be on time.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Good. You know my motto. Better never than late.
Hey.
Hi, Byron.
Hi.
I was gonna call you.
Listen, before you say anything, I just want to say I'm sorry for being a little rough with you last night. Campaigning just makes me crazy. So I thought I'd bring by some popcorn, some champagne, and a little jazz.
But you're right, Byron. If I'm going to attend political affairs with you, I have to be on top of everything.
Now, that is an excellent idea. And I think we should discuss it somewhere between the champagne and breakfast.
I was reading in the paper about Texas. I'm not really clear on your position.
Well, quite frankly, I'm not clear on my position all the time either.
I don't understand a correlation between economic growth and income tax.
Well, theoretically, a reduction in income tax encourages spending and stimulates the economy. The problem with the present tax structure in this country is that over the last 10 years, the average middle-class family has only seen an income increase of about 4%. Therefore, the benefits accrue to only the wealthiest 1% of our population.
I get it.
Hey, wait, I got that information.
person you wanted. In a couple of hours, my sister, you are going to be an expert in ozone depletion. You don't mind, do you, Byron?
Of course he doesn't. What could be more important than the air we breathe, right, my brother?
Right, my sister.
Ooh, champagne.
No.
It's 10. He took me to Washington. As we stood in front of the Vietnam Memorial, I saw my father cry for the first time. I asked him what was wrong. He picked me up in his arms and pressed my hand against the cold marble. Under my fingers were the names of the buddies he had lost in the war, in the name of freedom. Freedom that was not waiting for him when he returned home. My father's life is my lesson. I have the power to create my own destiny and the responsibility to make my name count.
Oh, I'm so emotional, girl. I'm gonna call my daddy.
Excellent work, Miss James. You have captured the essence of your relationship with your father so eloquently.
Well, like you said.
As I said.
As you said. Let your heart speak and the truth shall be heard.
Ha! Yes, yes. Miss James, I was so moved by your work that I took it upon myself to submit your essay to the Walter White Journalism Scholarship Committee. Today, I was informed by the committee that you have been nominated.
All right! All right!
Nominated?
I will see you at the ceremonies tomorrow. And now you may all exult.
Excuse me, Professor Foster. You forgot to read my paper.
No, I didn't.
Professor Foster.
Fish no more from my lake of compliments.
Look, this essay about my father is kind of personal.
The first tenet of journalism is the right to know.
Yeah, I know that, but, I'm not sure I feel too comfortable about this.
About what? The responsibility of greatness, public acclaim, or the $5,000 prize?
Fall on down.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you the nominees for Hillman's Walter White Scholarship Award. Marvin Bowser. Gina DeVoe.
That's me.
Without you, I'm nothing.
So true, so true. Lena James.
Howdy. My girl.
And Courtney Johnson.
Howdy.
And this year's recipient is, I love this moment, Lena James.
Yay!
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I'd like to thank the awards committee for selecting me, and I'd like to give special thanks.
Come in, Sue.
Grover, what are you doing here?
Surprise! Your dad called the room, so I told him all about the award ceremony.
I was on my way to the dog races, so I thought I'd drop by. I'm so proud, baby girl.
Winifred Brooks, it is such a pleasure to meet you, my brother. Please, share with me what it was like to be a member of the Black Panthers, all those FBI surveillance, or was it the CIA?
Excuse us, Freddie. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, we do. What's going on, baby girl?
Hold it right there, young lady. Mr. James. Barnabas Foster, head of the English department.
Grover James, proud father. Hey, man, that's a nice piece.
Thank you.
How much does it set you back?
Set me back? Oh. Very witty, your father. At some point, I'd love to read your journals from Attica.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I want you to. My, riot journals.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a rabble-rouser myself.
I can tell. You know, Prof, prison is the definition of man's inhumanity to man.
But our newest Supreme Court justice finds nothing inhuman or unusual about these conditions.
Word.
Oh. I see where Lena gets her colloquial eloquence.
Yeah, and she got my eyes, too.
Professor Foster, he just flew in. He's a little tired.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lena James. Congratulations.
Thank you, Colonel.
Lena,
thank you.
I read your essay. It was beautiful. I cried.
Well, lately, honey, you cry at hockey games, you know?
Well, they're very moving. Excuse me?
Soldier, Colonel Bradford Taylor, E Company, on key. As in Nam.
Oh, Nam, Vietnam. Yeah, well, you know, Sergeant, I have a hard time talking about that.
Flashbacks?
No, memory loss. If you don't mind, I'm feeling a little thirsty. Can you excuse me, Major?
So, Lena, what year was your father in Vietnam?
Oh, man, I don't even remember. I guess I was about 2 or 3. My bad, I wasn't even born yet.
Memory loss.
Memory loss.
Ted, I'd like you to meet Whitley Gilbert.
No introduction necessary. Ted Spellman, CEO, Tetrascope Communications, VA Morris Brown 70, JDMBA, Stanford University 75. And your corporation is pushing the envelope on fiber optic development. And I'm so sorry about the divorce.
That's all right. She talked too much. Would you excuse me?
I'm on it.
Speed. Just take it easy. You don't have to recite everybody's resume.
Too many personal details.
Yes.
Got it.
Byron. Well, if it isn't Miss Shoot'em and Wear'em.
It's very nice to see you again, ma'am. We didn't meet under the best circumstances.
There were no circumstances, just that atrocity you called a coat.
Maude, why don't we funnel this understandable outrage into a social program I know you'll find constructive.
I didn't come to funnel. I came to vent.
Byron, there's someone I'd like to introduce to you.
Excuse me.
Miss Mitchell, Byron has a wonderful plan to help the unemployed and the homeless. With your help, it can happen. He's also an advocate of animal rights.
When he's not dating you?
I'm asking you to support Byron. Not me.
You can tell a lot about a person by the company they keep.
Miss Mitchell, I already have a fur, so you can get off my back.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, I have a fur. I own a fur, and that is my business. I'm sure Mr. Mitchell didn't let you get out the house wearing that hat.
He hates this hat.
Good for him. Byron hates the fact that there are hundreds of people out there destitute and homeless with nowhere to go. Or don't you care about people?
So, how are you two doing?
Byron, you'll be hearing from me in the morning.
Oh, Maude.
Know which building you're interested in using.
I already do.
He hates that.
Working this room, working it. Miss Broommeyer, let's talk daycare. Thank you, you're wonderful. Okay. Well, Byron, no one will ever accuse me of being just a showpiece again.
You can say that for sure. I mean, just take a look around you. What do you see?
An empty room.
Well, I see an opportunity to show you how important you are to me.
I am?
Yes, you are. And I think we should take advantage of this rare moment.
Good move, Senator.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, Grover. Look, I just want to explain the essay tonight. I didn't.
It's all right. You did what you had to do to stay in school.
Besides, you never would have won any awards writing about me.
I didn't say that.
And you didn't have to. I may not have been Ward Cleaver, but I wasn't Eldridge either. What was that Black Panther stuff?
Well, like you just said, I had to do what I had to do to stay in school. I guess it's just getting by.
Baby girl, I'm so proud. And I have to be moving on, so I just came by to give you this.
Where'd you get that, the track?
Hey, don't ask questions you know the answer to.
Well, I don't see the point in taking it. You just call me in 2 weeks in trouble again and ask for it back.
It seems like both of us get into sticky situations from time to time.
Yeah, well, when does it end? The hustling, the gambling. I am so sick and tired of wondering where you are, what you're doing, and who's gonna catch up to you. Grover, you can't keep living like this. I can't keep living like this.
Baby, we always got by.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of getting by. I scammed my way into this school with that engineering scholarship, and I got caught. I'm busted. And I'm tired of lying.
Yeah. Then why did you accept the journalism scholarship?
Because I'm just like you.
Baby, you don't have to be like me. Lena, what did you say in that essay? Something like, create your own destiny and make your name count. Baby, if you can make that up, you can make it true.
It's easier said than done.
Well, I hope I taught you more than three-card Monty. It's on you, baby girl. Hey, take care, huh?
Look.
I'll call you in a couple of weeks, all right? You know, you're my one and only. I love you.
I love you too, Grover. Professor Foster, can I speak to you for a second? I don't really know how to say this, but...
Make it your own.
Yeah. Guess that's what I'm trying to do. Look. My father wasn't in Vietnam, and he was never a Panther.
And he never wrote any riot journals.
No, just bad checks. But I don't want you to have the wrong idea about my father. He didn't do things the way other people did, but he was there for me, and he did the best that he could.
Have a seat, Miss James. Children begin by loving their parents. As they grow older, they judge them. Sometimes they forgive them. So, we find ourselves on the horns of an ethical dilemma.
Yeah, what you said. Look, Professor, about the scholarship, I know that I put you on the line, and I'm really sorry about that.
Miss James, you did write the essay, didn't you?
Of course I did. Honest.
That's not a point I would push. Miss James, you lack veracity, but you have a great deal of creativity. The challenge is to cure you of the one and not do damage to the other. Which is why I'm about to exert my considerable influence to find a scholarship award within your new major, English.
English? Really?
Yes.
All right, Professor Foster, you are the man.
And miles to go before I sleep.